Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, the Lord is trying to teach us about that most important of virtues, that of humility. Humility is not only the most important virtue, but also the most elusive. It's the one virtue where, once we think we have it, we've already lost it. Also, humility is the most misunderstood virtue, in part because we have a warped understanding of its opposite, the queen of the vices, the sin of pride. For people who are not Christians, one of the hardest things to understand is why we consider pride to be a sin. In our culture, people generally use the word pride in a positive sense. For example, it's a good thing to take pride in one's work. It implies that we're striving for excellence. We all want a skilled worker who takes pride in his work, and we encourage our young people to take pride in what they do. We also use the word to signify a type of gratitude. For instance, to take pride in our country. We're proud of where we come from because we recognize the achievements and the benefits of our country. Now, that pride, up to a certain point, can actually be a form of humility, because whatever goodness pertains to our country really has almost nothing to do with my tiny contribution, but it's something I have received as a gift. So pride in one's country, one's family, is up to a certain point a form of gratitude and humility. So pride in the sense of acknowledging a gift received, of striving for excellence, obviously a very positive thing. However, in the Bible, the word pride has a different sense. One writer expressed well the biblical meaning of pride. It is the endeavor to be as God, making self instead of God the center about which the will and desire revolve. This, of course, echoes the words of Satan himself, who assured Adam and Eve that they would be as gods. The Latin word for this is superbia, which can be translated as arrogance. This writer continues, in its narrower and more specific sense, pride exhibits itself as vainglory, an egotism so overweening that it cannot bear to occupy any place but the first, and hates and despises all fellow creatures out of sheer lust for domination. So when we speak of pride as the head and root of all sin, we're referring to this: arrogance, vainglory, egotism. This is the pride that in many ways has taken over our culture and encourages us to think of ourselves over anything. And by ourselves, I certainly don't mean our eternal souls. We want to think about ourselves in that respect. Now, this type of pride urges what the church terms disordered self-love. It's the self-love by which we seek our own pleasure, our own comfort, and our own gain. This is the pride that exalts a false sense of personal freedom, which is not true liberty, but rather license. This is the pride that gives us an entire month, Pride Month, in which we're called on to celebrate pride, which is what C.S. Lewis called the great sin. We now celebrate that vice which led to our fall from our Heavenly Father and closed to us the door to heaven. True self-love, on the other hand, recognizes in humility that God loved us first and that therefore we must love ourselves, taking care of our bodies as temples of the Holy Spirit, and most especially taking care of our souls, which are heirs to the kingdom. It's against this sense of pride that Sirach and our Lord are fighting in today's readings. When Sirach says, "What is too sublime for you? Seek not." He's not discouraging study and effort, but combating a certain type of arrogance. We might have authority in one field, but that doesn't make us an expert in another. Jesus goes even further. He commands us, take the lowest place. And it's in taking that lowest place, not begrudgingly, but embracing it with joy and gratitude, that we can always trust that the hand of the Lord will lift us up. This past Friday, August 30th, the church celebrated one of her newest saints, Saint Jean Jougan, foundress of the Little Sisters of the Poor. You may be familiar with the Little Sisters of the Poor, if for no other reason, because of the lawsuit that they had against the Obama administration several years ago. But they should be more famous for better reasons even than that. Jean Jougan founded the Little Sisters of the Poor, and they have this beautiful charism of caring for the elderly, specifically the elderly poor. And they run many nursing facilities all throughout the United States and around the world. Among the many beautiful practices of their community is when one of their residents is believed to be near death, the sisters basically treat that resident's room like an adoration chapel. They ensure that one of the sisters is always in the room praying for and with that resident until he draws his last breath. Now, despite being the inspired foundress of this community in France in the 1830s, Jean Jougan was removed as superior around 20 years after the founding. Of course, she had every right to object, but she didn't. She accepted this and embraced this because she knew that this was not her work. It was God's work. During her final 25 years, she spent most of her time cleaning the buildings and going into the streets and begging for donations for the community. At the time of her death in 1879, no one even remembered her as having founded the Little Sisters of the Poor. And yet decades later, her life of heroic virtue was rediscovered, and now she's found the great reward of true humility and eternity with our Lord. As I said in the beginning, humility is the most understood, the most elusive, and yet the most important of all virtues. To remind ourselves of this and find strength in constantly striving for it, I recommend to all of you who may be familiar with the Litany of Humility, composed by the servant of God, Cardinal Raphael Mary del Valle. And it's a little lengthy, but I'd like to close with a brief portion of that prayer. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of being wronged, deliver me, O Jesus. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.